This series concerning core values helps to anchor our everyday discipleship.
This series, Core Values, helps strengthen the ministry of our church as well.
We lift up these core values because sometimes our vision leaks.
These core values have informed and sustained Christ followers through the centuries.
These core values continue to provide a foundation for our discipleship today.
Core Values. Fellowship.
Our scripture today comes from 1 John 1, beginning with verse 5. This is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you. God is light, in Him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with Him, yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, hello, Christ Church, and all of our friends joining us today. I'm so glad you're with us for online worship. If you're on Facebook or the website, say hello to other friends in the chat. We have a new chat feature on the website, so you can chat there too. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, send them to us. If you want to follow along with my outline, you can do so on the website or the Christ Church app. So, how are you doing today? Have you experienced the goodness of God in your life this week? I am so grateful for all the spiritual resources God provides us in the midst of everyday life. Sometimes I don't know if I'm going to make it through certain circumstances or situations, and yet time and again God shows up with exactly what I need. It happens too frequently to be a coincidence. So we learn to declare what the psalmist said in Psalm 118:24, "This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." I pray that even in the difficulties you will experience, the goodness and grace of God today and throughout this coming week. Amen? Amen. Today I'm continuing my series, Core Values. We've said that as we journey through life with Jesus, there are some core values that anchor our everyday discipleship and strengthen the ministry of our church. So far, we've talked about salvation, Scripture, the Holy Spirit, prayer, stewardship, and worship. Here's a question. In what new ways has God encouraged you to build up these core values in your life? I pray that you're being strengthened and stretched to grow in each aspect of your discipleship. Today I want to talk about another core value at the heart of our Christian life, fellowship. Fellowship. One of the amazing things our Heavenly Father does when we put our trust and faith in Jesus Christ is to give us a new relationship with Him, a relationship of love, of peace, and transparency. We can be real with God. Another thing God does is give us new fellowship with other believers in the body of Christ. We immediately have a new forever family among other Christ followers in which to grow in our faith and to find encouragement and support and community that we need. It's really quite a remarkable thing. God calls all kinds of people to be part of the church, people from all kinds of backgrounds and perspectives and life experiences. In fact, people from all over the world can instantly come together through our faith in Jesus Christ. It's amazing. The one thing we have in common, salvation. We all understand that we're sinners, persons with our own stories of how we have fallen short of God's glory, who nonetheless have been saved by the love, grace, and forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Only God can create a loving, caring, overcoming community of faith made up of all of these different kinds of people, and yet that is the kind of God we serve. Remember this, we can do life with one another, and we can be real with each other in the body of Christ. There are wonderful blessings we enjoy through fellowship in the body of Christ. Post fellowship in the chat. When it's working fellowship as God intended, there's nothing quite like it. Of course, as we begin, I realize that there are some standard criticisms of fellowship out there. First, some people say about fellowship, it's shallow. It doesn't have any depth. It remains too superficial. People don't really ever drop their masks and reveal who they are. Well, it can be that way, but that is not how it's intended. That's not how it's designed, and that's not how we are practicing it here at Christ Church. Another criticism about fellowship. Some say it's cliquish. Oh yeah, everybody's got their own group, and if you're in, you're in. But if you don't fit very well, then you're out with little chance of getting in. Have you ever known groups like that? Again, that's not how Christ-centered fellowship is intended at all. And if we find that in the church, we need to change it. Still another criticism. It's different. Some say, oh, this small group stuff, this Christian community stuff, it's different. People are fairly close relationally. In fact, a little too close. People are very open about their feelings, their lives. There's even a lot of hugging that goes on. There is a point at which they say you can take the caring and the sharing and the hugging thing too far. Have you known people who felt that way about fellowship? Certainly with COVID, we've had to adjust some things. For these and other reasons, some people have had an aversion to Christian fellowship. So, what about that? And what do we believe? And how should we respond? Well, I'd say this. For all of its quirks and foibles and shortcomings, Christian fellowship is very much a part of the life that Christ calls us to live. In fact, I would say fellowship is essential for our spiritual lives. We are relational beings. We're created to be connected with others. We long for meaning and purpose, for significance in life, and often those values are best experienced in community, in relationship with others. We need fellowship as human beings. We need Christian fellowship for our spiritual growth. In Acts 2:42, it says of those earliest believers, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the what? To the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Members of the early church understood the essential role that Christian fellowship played in fanning the flame of that Holy Spirit that had been poured out upon their lives. Another thing, not only is fellowship essential for our spiritual growth, fellowship is extended to all who receive God's grace. The spiritual blessing that connects all Christians, all Christ followers together is God's grace. We have a common story. We needed saving, and God sent a Savior. It doesn't get any simpler than that. And when we accept God's gift of grace by placing faith in His Son, we are immediately bound together by this good news of the gospel. No matter what our story has been, no matter where our journey has taken us, we are knitted together by the glory of God's amazing grace. In Galatians 2:9, the Apostle Paul shares this story. He says, James and John, those reputed to be pillars, gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship when they recognized the grace given to me. Think of how important that was to Paul, to be accepted and welcomed into the fellowship of believers by those leading the church at that time, all because of the grace they recognized in him. They saw God at work in his life, even though Paul once had persecuted Christians. So we too extend fellowship to all who receive God's grace. And what's the result of that? The body of Christ is always going to be diverse. We're all different in some ways. We all have our own unique stories, our own unique journeys, and yet in another way, we're all the same. We are connected together because of our common faith in Jesus Christ. There is tremendous power in our common bond. There's this great joy in this bond of fellowship that we enjoy. Think about all the diversity that's represented right here in our local body of Christ. I celebrate that diversity. We don't all look alike. We don't all think alike. We don't vote alike. We don't live alike. But it does mean that sometimes there's a struggle in that. Because we're not all alike, we sometimes have to work at overcoming our differences. And how do we do that? By being open and honest and transparent with each other. Which leads to my next point. Christian fellowship is transparent and real. If we're going to get past the surface, get past the outer shell of our relationships, if we're going to get past the masks, we have to be real and transparent. We don't hide our sins, shortcomings, our failures. Instead, we're real with each other about our real life journey with its ups and downs, its highs and lows. We share our stories. We reveal our own heartache and pain. We bring our secrets and shame out into the light of Christ's love and grace. That's where we find our healing and wholeness from on high. 1 John 1, 6, and 7 gets right at the heart of all of that when it says, if we claim to have fellowship with Him, talking about God, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He, God, is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. It's in the light of Christ's love that we find our own healing and wholeness. It's in that light of grace and acceptance that we admit and own our own shortcomings to one another. There is great healing and freedom in that. And we let the blood of Jesus, His sacrifice on the cross, cleanse us, purify us from our sins. One of the great strengths of Celebrate Recovery is the transparency that it encourages. Everyone involved in CR freely acknowledges that they have hurts, habits, hang-ups, but we're looking to Jesus for forgiveness, acceptance, and true freedom. The fellowship Celebrate Recovery people enjoy around the common need for hope and healing in Jesus Christ is a great blessing. I'm praying that we'll be able to start CR 12-step groups again real soon. Of course, some people continue to struggle with their hang-ups and their hurts and how they express them. Stories told a man stepped into a restroom at a company headquarters and he found this handwritten sign posted over a hot air hand dryer. Please push button and listen for a short message from our vice president. We all need help with our hurts, our hang-ups. So, if fellowship is essential to our spiritual lives, and if fellowship is extended to all who receive God's grace, and if it's true, fellowship is transparent and real, then how should we respond? What should we do? What action steps could we take as part of our efforts to make this core value of fellowship a stronger part of our lives? Well, I lift up three simple things. There are probably others, but here's what I'd say. First of all, I'd say get connected. Post connected in the chat or get reconnected. Each of us needs to take steps to strengthen our fellowship experience. We need other people in our lives. There's something unique about Christian fellowship. It ties us together with other brothers and sisters in Christ. 1 John 1:3 says, "We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." There really is no place for solo Christianity among Christ followers. We need one another. God has created us that way. Our Christian walk is greatly enhanced when we are connected with other believers in the body of Christ, the church. You and I need to get connected. Get connected. Secondly, I'd say if these promises of God are true, then we should extend fellowship. Extend fellowship. We should always seek to expand the bounds of our Christian community. If the gospel is true, then we've got the best news that anyone could ever share. And that's why we should continually seek to share it with whomever we can. There are plenty of people in Tulsa who need to know that God loves them and cares for them, that we love them and care for them, that we accept them in spite of whatever circumstances or shortcomings they may have, because, hey, we have them too. And we're eager to welcome them into our community of faith. I love the spirit of our Hope Through Christ Sunday School Classes monthly community breakfast that's happening this weekend. We love you. We care for you. Come have breakfast with us. Isn't that great? Notice Paul's prayer petition for the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 13:14. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Because of the grace and love he received, Paul was continually seeking to extend that same grace and love and fellowship to others. And so should we. Finally, if this gospel is true, not only should we get connected with others and extend gracious fellowship, but we should also stay connected. Stay connected. There are far too many Christians who hit a rough patch in life and never quite fully recover. We all go through transitions. There was junior high, and then high school, then maybe college. Then there was maybe that first job. Perhaps there's a marriage, maybe kids, then come promotions, moves, transfers, sometimes divorce. And with all that change comes new relationships, new workplaces, perhaps a new town or a new church. Often in the midst of life's transitions, we lose connection with God and others. We get out of our rhythm and pretty soon we've gotten disconnected. Has that ever happened to you? And of course, COVID has created almost 2 years of opportunities for all of us to become a bit disconnected. Remember this, don't let that happen to you. Stay connected in Christ. Stay connected in the body of Christ, the fellowship of believers. In spite of what happens, and no matter where life takes you, stay connected. That's the ticket. That's going to help you to go the distance in life. Staying connected with God and others in fellowship will give you the best opportunity to live life well. 1 John 1:7 reminds us again, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. That bond of fellowship, that promise of forgiveness, that assurance of God's peace and salvation is made possible because of Jesus' gift of grace toward us. Remember this, the fellowship you experience in Christ and the church is priceless. Embrace it. Grab onto it. Hold on to it. This connection, this fellowship with God, with Jesus, with one another is priceless. So don't neglect it. Don't forsake it. Don't let it go. Hold on to it. Let's pray about that. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, gracious Lord, we're thankful for this amazing relationship that we enjoy with you through our faith in Jesus. This tremendous fellowship we have with you and other believers in the body of Christ. The bond is immediate. We've all experienced the power of your love and forgiveness. We know what it means to be forgiven and set free from our sins. Your gift of salvation is the bond of our fellowship. Thank you for Jesus and his death on the cross. May his love and grace bind us together and then send us out boldly to share our good news with others. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed, and everyone said, amen. Amen. Hey, if you want to visit with me about the message, I'd love to hear from you. Perhaps you do want to experience deeper fellowship. You want that. I'd love to talk with you. Maybe you'd say, what I really need is Christ. I need to be reconciled with God. I need forgiveness that Jesus can give. If that's you, I'd say pray this simple prayer. Jesus, I need your saving power. I want you to come into my life. I'm sorry for my sins. I believe you died for me. And right now, I trust you as my Savior. Receive your Holy Spirit in my life. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, I'd say this. Welcome. Welcome into God's family. Hallelujah. And tell someone about it. In fact, I'd love to hear from you as well. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, send them to us. We want to hear from you. Use the app or the website. And of course, thank you for your generosity as well. You know, giving is a tangible way to give thanks to God for his goodness. You cannot outgive God. So go online to make a gift or to turn in a Stewardship 2022 estimate of giving as we make plans for next year. You know, it's going to take everyone's help to do everything we want to do in 2022. Thank you for your prayerful participation and generosity. Be sure to take advantage of our discipleship opportunities. Find all the information you need on our website, cumctulsa.com. Remember this, the fellowship you experience in Christ and in the church is priceless. For now, how can you extend the fellowship that you've experienced to someone else who needs it?
So I have a friend who writes songs about sewing machines.
Oh.
Can you believe that?
No.
He's a singer-songwriter.
Mm. Or so it seems. At the age of 17, he invented the art song. His symphonies are a staple of concerts worldwide, and he died at age 31. This month, we'll see a documentary about Franz Schubert, another in the Now Hear This series from PBS. We'll also see Ukrainian Valentina Lasista perform piano versions of some of Schubert's songs. Join us November 7th at 2 p.m. in the movie room.
The youth group is looking forward to a great fall retreat coming up on November 12th through 14th. We are going to Camp Egan and will be sharing the campground with some other local Methodist churches. At this retreat, you will be taking some time to center yourself with God through small groups, worship, and rest. Cost is $90 and there is still time to sign up. Contact Ethan for details.
First Wednesday has been described as a meal, a mission, and a message. Join us the first Wednesday in November for baked ziti and salad, packing shoeboxes for Operation Christmas Child, and a healing service led by Will Rogers Methodist pastor Brian Mangan. You won't want to miss this first Wednesday, November 3rd at 5:30 p.m.
You can find all this information and more on our newly updated website, cumctulsa.com.